Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast that takes a closer look at news and sports in Garland County. Joining us today is Stephen Ross, the Sentinel Records managing editor and crime reporter, who has been with the paper since 1988. So I guess the first question would be, when and how did you come to work for the Sentinel Record?
I went to college at Henderson State, majored in mass media communications. While I was there, I got an internship in Texarkana, so that was part of the Waco company. I'd previously worked at the Hope Star, just kind of briefly, just a little off and on stuff, you know, my hometown because I'm from Hope. But Texarkana was my first kind of real job. And I worked there during the summers, too. And then after I graduated at Henderson, I kind of went to Texarkana briefly, but then I loved Hot Springs because, you know, at Henderson, we would come up here all the time. I mean, well, I probably came to Hot Springs two or three times a week the whole time I was at Henderson, which is in Arkadelphia. And I just kind of grew to love Hot Springs. So I thought I was going to try and get a job here. And I came by, and they weren't actually hiring anybody, but they were always needing help. So I actually got a job working like 20 hours a week for no pay. So it was almost like another internship. And so I was doing that, and I guess I proved myself because after about 6 months or 5 months, it wasn't very long, they offered me a full-time position.
That's so very cool, yeah.
And, of course, the whole time I was working part-time, I had to have other jobs. So I was, you know, doing a little bit of everything. I was, you know, everything you could think of I was doing on the side because you would have to work around, you know, the being at the paper, and that always came first. So I went through different jobs, you know, while just to pay the bills until they hired me full-time. So.
And were you reporting for that kind of internship you were doing here?
Well, they had me doing a little bit of everything. I was doing some obits and just, you know, anything and everything, but they had me doing stories. In fact, I think one of the first stories I ever did, it was a murder case, but it was in Germany, but it was a military policeman who was from here. So his parents lived here, his whole family was here, but he was stationed in Germany, and he was working this real big kind of controversial murder case in Germany, and I interviewed him over the phone. So it was just kind of a human interest. So there was no local connection other than him, but a lot of people were hearing about it in the news. It was one of those, you know. So I just kind of interviewed him over the phone from Germany.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was like literally probably the first story I did at the at the Hot Springs paper.
That's quite a story.
Yeah. It was interesting.
So what would you say drew you to journalism?
You know, I always liked writing, like from a little kid. I was, you know, writing little short stories, designing comic books, you know, like you do when you're 7 or 8 years old. I think the thing that first got me interested in journalism, believe it or not, was a TV show, which I'm sure you've never heard of because it's way before your time, called The Night Stalker. Mm-hmm. You know who I'm talking about? Carl Kolchak, yeah. Well, as a little kid, I would watch that, and I was big into, like, supernatural, sci-fi, that kind of thing, which is what drew me to it. But watching it every week where he's, like, looking for vampires and werewolves, but he was a reporter. And he drove around in this old beat-up convertible, and he just drove around and would listen to his police scanner in his car, and he'd hear a murder or a shooting, and he would go there. And I just thought that just seemed like the coolest job in the world to me. And the fact that job actually existed, you know, that kind of got me first interested. And then in high school, I'd started doing all the journalism stuff, you know. Even in junior high, I was on, like, the little paper they had, which wasn't much, but I did that. And then when I got to high school, I was on the yearbook and the paper and doing all that. And I had a teacher that, one of my English teachers, you know how you do book reports, and we were at the library picking out our books for the book reports, and he helped me pick one, and it was All the President's Men, which I don't know if you're familiar with, but the Woodward and Bernstein are from the Watergate. And he said, you ought to do yours on this. And at first, I wasn't all that interested because it was more politics. I was more of a crime, like that kind of, you know, mystery crime, and this was all a political thing. But I read it cover to cover and was just amazed, just blown away by this, you know, that these two little, you know, two reporters basically took down a president, you know. And that kind of got me hooked. And I think after that, it was like, you know, I knew that was going to be my major. I just knew I wanted to get it. And I actually always wanted newspapers, like, you know, with mass media communications at Henderson. But in order to get my degree, I had to do a little bit of everything. So we did writing. We did advertising. Like, I had to do a commercial. We did, they had a radio station. I had to do time on the radio. And so they did, you know, video, radio and everything, but the whole time I was still pretty much focused. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to get into newspapers. So
that's very cool, kind of the thread through your entire life.
Yeah. I liked the other stuff. I remember, like, you know, we had to, like, you know, everybody in the class had to, you know, create and design a video commercial, you know, and do radio commercials and just so a little bit of everything. But the whole time I was still like, I knew what I was wanted to do, you know.
And do you kind of feel like you're living your Kolchak kind of fantasy?
Especially since I started, when I first started full time, they had me doing features and stuff because they already had crime people. But over the years, I kind of edged my way in. And for a while there, it was like, we had a city reporter who would kind of handle the police stuff, and the county reporter would handle the sheriff's stuff. And I actually suggested at one point to Melinda Gassaway, who was our editor then, I said, how about if I just do the crime stuff? Like, the city reporter can focus on the other stuff. The county reporter can focus on quorum court and other stuff, and I'll just handle all the crime. And she was like, okay. And they were fine with that. That was less work for them. And then it kind of started there, and it's pretty much been that way since, where I just, you know, I do city, county, state police, whatever. I just kind of.
And whatabouts was that when you kind of?
I don't remember. I know Melinda was editor. I think it was probably about 10 years in, because I spent a lot of years just doing features, and I was the county reporter for a while, and I covered quorum court every week. I did that for a couple of years. I don't think I was ever officially the city hall reporter. I know I've covered board of directors before filling in for other people, but I don't think I was ever, you know, like a full-time the city reporter. But I was the county for a while, where I did all the, you know, the quorum court and the committee meetings and just all the county stuff and the sheriff's office. That was back before we merged everything, you know. And that's when I kind of got the idea of, you know, how about just having one person just do the crime stuff, and they can go to the sheriff's office and go to the police department. And the other, you know, the city and county reporters can do other stuff, not worry about the crime part.
And what drew you to the crime beat?
I guess it was just like I said, with the, you know, the, that was always kind of an interest to me, is the murder stuff and the, and just, you know, the crime, you know, area. You know, I still like true crime stories and stuff like that. I still like to do features and other things. I like to cover other things, but to me, it was just, I was always kind of fascinated by the crime stuff.
For local content like this and much more, subscribe to the Sentinel Record by visiting hotsr.com and clicking subscribe. And what are some of the stories in general, but also cases that you've covered that kind of stand out in your memory?
You actually, the Christy Yates one that we worked on together recently, that was one that always, whenever anybody would ask me what was one of the worst, that's one that came to mind. I think just because of her age, because she was so young, and they just had no clue. And it was like, you know, it was like a Saturday or Sunday morning, and it was raining when it happened, and they just found this girl's body in the woods somewhere, and it just seemed so horrific. And a lot of the details haven't even been, you know, ever really been completely released, but it was bad, you know. And so that one always kind of stuck with me. I did lots of follow-ups on that one. There was another one, and I can't remember the year, but it was two teenagers. The girl was like 17 or 18, and the guy was maybe 19, 20, you know, their boyfriend, girlfriend, and he had picked her up from work, and they found them on a county road in their car with both the doors open and both have been shot. And to this day, they still haven't solved that one. And that's one of those that I did, I probably wrote about 12 times, 15, you know, over the years I do. It's 5 years later, 10 years later, you know, do those follow-ups. So, but probably the worst, one of the worst, but which they actually solved was the one in Piercy in 2009, the five people that were basically executed. But they, you know, they made arrests in that, and there's two people in prison over it. And the third one was actually killed before he could be arrested in a shootout with the police. So that in itself was pretty dramatic, you know. But that was one of the worst because it was like an entire family that was basically executed, and then they burned the house down, which made it really hard to for the case. That's why that trial dragged out for a while, and it was a really tough case because so much of the evidence was destroyed in the fire. But, you know, at the time, I just remember, like, you know, because Hot Springs, that's a pretty major deal that happened. And it wasn't even here. It was in Piercy. So it's an even smaller town. It was like this little community. And for something like that to happen there, it was just like, I think it blew them away, you know.
So would you say you've seen any changes or trajectories in Hot Springs over the years in general and also in terms of crime?
It kind of goes up and down. It's always gone in cycles. I don't. I know there was 1 year, because people always say it's way, you know, so much worse now. And I know we have years where we have a lot. But there was 1 year, I want to say it was like 97, 98, when we had like 27 homicides in 1 year. And it was just one after the other. And a lot of it was gang-related, and it was a revenge thing. Like the police would literally say, like they would have one person that was killed this week, and then 2 weeks later, a person would be killed, and the police would pretty much tell me that person was their main suspect and the one from the 2 weeks before. And that went on for a while. And there was a couple of, there was one pretty major shootout in the middle of that that was at the old bus station where like four or five, I can't swear to that, but I know more than one person was hurt, was, you know, was shot. But it was one of those where there was just, you know, hundreds of shell casings, and it was just a, you know, a major shootout. As far as your earlier question, that like a lot of that might have been more less the crime stuff and like some features I've done, you know, over the years. Because there was for a long period during that, before I got into the crime, there was one feature I did called Meet Your Neighbor that I did every Sunday, and it would just be a profile of an interesting person. And some of those are pretty wild, like just in the fact that they were living here in Hot Springs and people didn't realize. Like one of them was one of the guys that basically created or helped create the Jolly Green Giant. I mean, he was an advertising executive, and he kind of came up with that idea, but he was retired living in Hot Springs Village. So I went out there to interview him, and as you can imagine, that was like his one of his big claims to fame. Almost, he had all the stuff in his house. It was all Jolly Green Giant. You know, he had a Jolly Green Giant phone, and just because, you know, that was his big, no telling how much money he made off of that.
That's pretty,
you know,
awesome.
And stuff like that. You know, there were several like that. There was a Hollywood agent that had retired here, and he was a, you know, very older gentleman, super nice, and I went and interviewed him. But he had worked with, like, you know, Marilyn Monroe and John Wayne and represented them, but he was living here in Hot Springs. So that was fascinating to me. It just kind of blew me away that the people that come here to retire that have done all this other stuff, like, you know, from Hollywood or wherever, you know.
It's really cool to interview you because you're like one of the old hands here. Yeah. You have probably, I think, the most interesting reporting job of us all.
It can be. I mean, I still like doing the feature stuff too. I mean, sometimes it's a nice break to go and do a story on some event they're having or a group that's doing something. And there's a lot of groups that are sort of crime related, you know, like victims groups and stuff. And I like doing stuff like that to kind of get the other side of it, you know. But yeah. It can be a wild ride. It's different every day. That's one thing you can say about it. Like people ask me what what you like about your job, and you can honestly say that. And you just never know from one minute to the end. Next week it might be a plane crash, and next week it might be a big fire. So you just never know. So it keeps it interesting.
This has been an episode of Inside the Newsroom, the Sentinel Records weekly podcast that highlights stories that perhaps didn't get the attention they deserve during the week, or that simply warrant a deeper look. New episodes will be released on Thursdays. Thank you for listening.